Local doctor and author Bob Martinez joins us here for a live show every Thursday at noon, 30 minutes to healing and feeling better, where Dr. Martinez of Health and Wellness of Central Florida discusses an all-natural, holistic approach to functional medicine with nutrition as the foundation for natural healing. Stress management, nutritional and lab work analysis, health and lifestyle coaching are just some of the benefits of chiropractic care. Massage therapy, spinal decompression, and neuropathy care is what he will address. Join our discussion every Thursday at noon and call in with your questions. And look at there, folks. We are smack dab at the very beginning of Heal and Feel Better. I'm JW. Glad you joined us. WWJB, 103.9 FM, 1450 AM, 92.3 FM all throughout the Hernando, Citrus, Pasco County areas and beyond. It's your turn to ask the expert here in the studio as we learn and educate ourselves and, of course, help ourselves feel and heal better. The phone number here at the studio, get straight through to Dr. Bob Martinez, who is in the studio live with us at the time, 352-796-7272, 352-796-7272 with your question, comment, or concern. If you're streaming us outside the listening area, 1-888-613-2050, we'll get you through to Dr. Bob Martinez with Health and Wellness of Central Florida. He wants to help you heal and feel better. Dr. Bob, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, I've known Dr. Bob for several years, and his show is every Thursday from 12 to 12:30. Well, about three weeks into the show now, and he has educated us, he has informed us, he has shared us information about what he does and how he has helped folks. I've known several of his patients throughout the years, and I've taken the jump myself. Have given him my blood, and he has looked at that, and that's one of the things that he does. So I'm going to have him explain that.
Well, John, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the primary thing that I try to do in my office, again, is folks will bring their blood work because, you know, when they get it, they say, oh, my, it's fine. Mm-hmm. It's great. But I look at the blood in a very, I kind of tear it apart.
Sure.
I try to look at systems and things that could be contributing to some of the things that you don't feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most folks will be out there saying or feeling good,
mm-hmm.
nothing's wrong. But what I do is I try to really make sure that everything's good. And I do want to thank you for your generosity of mm-hmm. allowing us to discuss what I found
yes.
on your blood work.
Well, okay? Thank you for stepping up and helping us all.
So what I found is there's a lot of things going on with you, with your health, even though you don't, so you might have some symptoms, mm-hmm. and I'll ask a couple of those, but pretty much is something that is, if it's left unattended, it will become something
okay.
down the road. So what I basically found, the major thing is you have definitely a digestive situation
oh, yeah.
going
mm-hmm.
on. When I look at the potassium being high, that's either because you have an adrenal dysfunction. Now, the adrenals are responsible to produce different types of chemicals in your body.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is adrenaline. So the adrenals are responsible to give you what you need in case of an emergency
mm-hmm.
Fight or flight response. Also, it produces cortisol
right.
and other stuff
mm-hmm.
that it produces. So whenever those adrenals are not working well and they're what I call them depleted, it's trying to give you what you need,
mm-hmm.
it starts creating other problems
right.
in your body because now the adrenals need help. So it starts recruiting other systems. But you're going to start seeing imbalances occur. And one of them is that potassium. But also another reason potassium can be high, simple dehydration.
Okay.
So if you don't drink enough water,
uh-huh.
That could actually affect the potassium levels. So what I tell all my patients that come in and they're going to do blood work first, I say drink plenty of water before you go get that
Definitely.
Blood work.
Definitely. Okay?
It serves two purposes.
Mm-hmm.
It hydrates your body, but at the same time, it helps find the vein.
Okay. Right. Oh, yeah. You better believe it.
We want those people to find our veins, yep, right?
I've been through it.
Okay. The other thing that I saw is malabsorption. Your BUN, which is blood, urea, nitrogen, that is basically waste that is in your body that your kidneys are responsible to actually pull, mm-hmm. and so that you can get rid of that through urine.
Right. Okay.
So yours is low, and it really is not a kidney dysfunction, but it says that pretty much you have a malabsorption situation where the villi in your small intestines are not really getting the nutrients that it needs from the foods you eat.
Okay.
But also it's hypochlorhydria. Again, I think in one of my first shows I talked about hypochlorhydria, which is your body not producing enough hydrochloric acid. And so the food sits in the stomach undigested, and therefore it can't be broken down, and it cannot be prepared so the small intestines can absorb it. But it's also can contribute this, that the BUN can also be contributed to liver dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that most of all of us understand what a liver is, and through many, many conversations that everybody says liver helps detoxify the body,
mm-hmm.
and that's true, but it has other functions, producing cholesterol, utilizing triglycerides to make energy. It's just, it also helps with your thyroid function, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So when we look at liver dysfunction, what does that mean?
Right.
It's not working properly. So that kind of gives me a little bit of a roadway to look at that and go, okay, so I have a liver and I have malabsorption.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I continue going down, and I also see that UB and creatinine ratio is also off balance.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is a ratio between creatinine, which is produced in your body,
mm-hmm.
Through protein, and also the BUN, which is, I just talked about, blood, urea, nitrogen. So when those are off balance, it could be a indicative of low protein diet.
Mm.
So do you have a low protein diet?
I would assume so. I mean, what do you consider protein?
I don't know how much protein do you have.
Right. Not enough. Yeah, okay. Not enough, I'm sure.
Well, it's not that you could be having adequate protein,
right?
But because you have a digestive problem,
uh-huh.
the body is not breaking down that protein, and okay. it's not absorbing it.
All right.
Okay? So when I look at something like this, like low protein diet possible, and I ask patients, how's your protein intake? They'll say, oh, my God, you know, I eat a whole cow.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Well, that's indicative. Or if they tell me, well, I'm a vegetarian, uh-huh. or I just don't eat meat, then that could be also the contributing factor. So, but I'm going to assume, if it's correct, that you do have meat.
Yeah,
you
sure.
eat beef, yeah. chicken, fish. Okay.
Yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, then I can say that because of the digestive issue, protein
right.
is not being broken down.
Okay.
So also I saw your total protein actually decreased. So now that even puts me more in the tune of hypochlorhydria and digestive inflammation.
Okay.
So even though you're eating protein, your BUN creatinine ratio is low,
uh-huh.
but also see that your protein is also low, that is indicative of a digestive hydrochloric problem.
I got you.
In your digestive system.
Right.
As I look further down, globulin. Now, globulin is, without getting too much into, it's basically your autoimmune system.
Okay.
The globulins are the ones that are responsible to fight off and ward off any infections, sickness, or anything like that.
Uh-huh.
Yours is low.
Okay.
When that occurs, there's, again, digestive comes into play,
right.
digestive insufficiency that is affecting the globulins, inflammation, and immune deficiency. So when I see the immune system being that low, that means the probability of you getting sick is uh-huh. higher.
Okay.
Okay. So there's certain particular things there that's creating this situation that needs to be corrected. And that's the beautiful thing. All this stuff that I'm telling you can be corrected. through lifestyle improvement, some certain herbs or supplementation to get your system to start functioning again.
Oh, good.
So that's a great thing that what I'm doing,
yeah,
that there's an answer to this.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Then I'm looking at your cholesterol, triglycerides, LDL and HDL.
Right, yep.
The your cholesterol is within normal limits, but when I see triglycerides and the LDL high, that tells me that there's a liver issue.
Oh, my goodness. Okay?
So when we talk about that, I'm looking at possible liver congestion.
Uh-huh.
So if you have never done some sort of nutritional cleanse,
right,
or something to help the liver detoxify,
right,
that is when, think of your liver as a sponge.
Sure.
Okay. When you put the sponge under water, it absorbs the water.
Right.
Okay. And if you leave the sponge there, it's not going to be able to absorb anything else.
Right.
Okay. So that's how your liver works, is it absorbs all these toxins, but if it becomes congested, you can't move things out.
Right.
So it becomes a dysfunctional liver.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Also, when I see triglycerides and LDLs, that could also be a possibility of a fatty liver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, more today more than ever,
mm-hmm,
that we're finding more and more people having fatty livers.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the folks that come in my office say, how can I have a fatty liver? I don't drink.
Right.
Sugar.
Oh, okay.
Carbohydrates.
Right.
The standard American diet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That, you know, you're not eating good nutritional food, you're eating processed stuff.
Okay.
So that actually taxes your liver.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's an issue. Your HDL is lower than the normal.
Okay.
Now your HDL, and people, it's the high lipoprotein.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And so when that's the HDL is responsible for bringing the cholesterol that is not being used by the body back to the liver.
Okay.
So it's a mode of transport. So whenever the HDL, you don't have enough HDL, so that it tends to have cholesterol stagnate in your body, and that's when you get in trouble.
Now, I know when I've heard of cholesterol in the past that there's a good and a bad cholesterol. There's the LDL and the HDL. Which is which?
Well, the LDL is considered the bad cholesterol. Now, I'd like to think of LDL and HDL as vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
The LDL is responsible to take the cholesterol that's made in the liver out to the body, because your body uses cholesterol for just about everything. Talk about now. We talked about neuropathy,
mm-hmm,
nerves, your brain, hormones. Now, I don't know if everybody is aware, but cholesterol is a hormone.
Wow.
So whenever the LDL carries all the cholesterol out of the liver throughout the body,
mm-hmm,
you're going to need something to bring it back. So HDL is considered the good cholesterol, but its job is to bring the cholesterol back to the liver so it can reprocess it, break it down, and do what the liver needs to do with
right.
it.
Okay? Okay.
So triglycerides basically is a form of a fatty acid.
Mm-hmm.
So when your body cannot use cholesterol anymore, it's used up all the cholesterol, and the HDL brings it back to the liver. The liver then converts it into triglycerides, and that is stored.
Okay.
Okay, into fatty tissues, or it's actually stored in the liver as well, and is used for energy.
Uh-huh.
And normally, if you haven't eaten between meals, your body's going to need to use something for energy, not just glucose or sugar, but it's going to take those triglycerides, break it back down to glycerol,
uh-huh,
and then the body can utilize it as energy.
Okay.
But as we know today, the way our diets are, we're eating a lot of triglycerides, we're eating a lot of processed foods,
right,
that the body now has to deal with that along with the cholesterol that the liver is making. So it's overwhelmed. So that's hence where you get the fatty liver. It's just too much,
okay,
for it to be able to utilize and process.
So triglycerides and cholesterol are very important, and how our body uses it is also important. We're sitting down with Dr. Bob Martinez from Health and Wellness of Central Florida, two locations, one in Spring Hill off of Mariner Boulevard, just a little south of what's the name of that road there, a little south of that main road that you're...
Mariner?
Yeah, you're on Mariner, but you're south of the... What's the road there?
Northcliffe.
Northcliffe. Thank you so much. You're just south of Northcliffe, across the street from the...
Dollar General?
Yeah, and the fruit and vegetable stand there that everyone knows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So 3460 Mariner Boulevard, Health and Wellness of Central Florida. Have a location in Lutz as well. The phone number, of course, the main number, 352-686-1686. We're sitting down with Dr. Bob Martinez, as we do every Thursday afternoon from 12 to 1230. I'm JW. We're going over some blood work. That's what the doctor does. He takes it apart, he analyzes it, makes a roadmap out of it, and basically tells us how we can get back on track. And we appreciate him doing that for us. And we're going to return right after a short message here from Health and Wellness of Central Florida to find out more. Hang on. Health and Wellness of Central Florida has been helping people for years with auto accident injuries, nutritional counseling, massage therapy, and functional medicine. Treating everyone like family, Dr. Bob and his staff takes your health seriously, analyzing underlying issues and creating individual care plans, reducing inflammation, joint pain, and overall stress. Schedule your complimentary consultation at one of his offices by calling 352-686-1686. See for yourself at hwcfla.com. And you're in tune to heal and feel better with Dr. Bob Martinez, a 30-minute show every Thursday at 12 to 1230. Your chance to call in, by the way, 352-796-7272, 1-888-613-2050. And Dr. Bob Martinez will take it from here once again.
You know, John, you and I were sitting during the break, and we're like trying to think, that fruit stand, where is that at? And, and I know, and we said the M word, it's Murphy's.
Yes.
Well, that's one of the things cholesterol is responsible for, right?
Yeah.
Keeping our brains healthy and our memories going.
So, I understand that.
I think I'm going to have a little bit more cholesterol.
See?
So anyway, so we're going to go, Nick, to the other side. And the next phase of the blood work that I'm looking at is the white blood cell, that the blood itself.
Right. Okay.
And so there's a lot of breakdown to those. So I don't want to, again, confuse our listeners as to, you know, each individual thing, but we're going to try and cover it.
Okay.
And what I tell folks out there, if you're interested, just for more explanations, feel free to come in my office and when I talk to people, I'm very detailed and explain to them what it is, but because we're limited on time.
Right.
So back to the blood work, your white blood cells levels are good. Your red blood cells are actually high.
Mm-hmm.
And your red blood cells, they have a lot of job, you know, the size of it, concentration. But you know what? What most interesting thing about having high red blood cells is dehydration.
Mm.
You know,
that's interesting.
The concentration of that blood cells go up if you're not hydrating or drinking enough water.
I feel like I'm drinking enough water. I drink it all the time, but I guess I'm not drinking enough. I mean, that's the only way we can hydrate is through.
Well, actually, there's probably a problem as far as ions going into the cells.
Okay.
So my patients that say, Doc, I drink a lot of water.
Right.
I tell them, and I'll leave this to your listeners, is that what I tell my patients is this. We need to have enough attraction for water to go into your cells. So what I tell them is take 30 ounces of water, purified water.
Okay.
Use a teaspoon of Celtic salt or Himalayan salt.
Right.
Make sure that it's good salt.
Right.
And then you mix it in and you drink that.
Okay.
Okay. What that's going to do is the ionization of the water is going to help transfer the water into the cells.
Okay.
So if you find yourself going to the bathroom a lot and you're drinking all that water, the water is just going right through you.
Okay.
Okay. Your system. So if you want to make it into a, you know, virgin margarita, just add a half a lemon.
There you go.
And it's good.
Yeah, it is.
So
very good.
That's what I tell my patients whenever they find themselves in this situation, is that to do that, and it actually helps them.
Thank you.
Hemoglobin is actually low. Your hemoglobin is responsible to carry oxygen throughout your body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's decreased, and your hematocrit is decreased, and pretty much everything is low. Are you tired?
Yeah, sure. Of course I am.
I mean, tired all the time.
Pretty much,
you know,
yeah. Much. Mm-hmm.
there's a couple of things that actually are very important here.
Okay.
That whenever I see this pattern, is either you're having iron anemia.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have enough iron in your body to help transport oxygenation. So whenever you have a decreased iron, you're going to have the tendency to feel tired, lethargic. Mm-hmm. Like you just, your brain fogginess. You just can't get in the morning, get started.
Right.
So, but that's actually dangerous because if it goes low enough,
mm-hmm.
you can have some serious problems.
Interesting. Okay? Interesting.
So iron anemia, but also could also be part of the nutritional deficiency, B12 and folic acid. Okay. Copper, but also it's also shows digestive inflammation.
Okay.
All right. So you see the pattern in vitamin C need. So vitamin C, and when I see vitamin C, I'm not talking about high concentrations of ascorbic acid.
Okay.
Ascorbic acid is not vitamin C.
Right.
It's a byproduct of vitamin C. It's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to have oranges and stuff to get true vitamin C,
the
nutritional component from
it. All right.
So everything is pointing towards iron anemia, but I could not compare whether that's true or not because your blood work you gave me did not have an iron test.
Right.
And so if you were my patient, then I would then say we need to do an iron panel
mm-hmm.
to really rule that out.
That's
because
right.
that would be something that I would be very, very concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is not the case, then we would have to look at the B6 deficiency, vitamin C, the B12, and folic acid.
Mm, okay? Interesting.
And then the last ones are the secondary defense of your immune system, which is monocytes, eosinophils, and basophils. All of those three you had, they're high.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that all three have in common is parasites,
mm-hmm.
intestinal parasites. Mm. So when I say intestinal parasites, I don't want people to start, well, you know, I got worms,
right?
It's not. It's basically bad bacteria that is overwhelming your digestive system.
Okay.
And so that can be addressed by doing certain things in my office to help that.
Okay.
And then you also, whenever you have intestinal parasites, you're also going to be suffering from inflammatory processes there.
Right.
So, can I say with this, without insulting you, you're a mess.
Yeah, sure.
So, what you would do then is come in my office, and we would then discuss this in a little bit more detail.
Right.
And then I would create a protocol for you to start addressing these issues. And everything that we do in the office is organically based.
Yes, I know.
Natural. We don't want to introduce any medications. This is where you want to start addressing your health is when you find little patterns like this
mm-hmm.
to get it done
mm-hmm.
so that way you won't get into that situation down the road of having health-related issues that need to be taken care of by medicine.
And that's why we come to you. We look to you as our expert on this, Healing and Feeling Better, Dr. Bob Martinez, Health and Wellness of Central Florida, the name of his practice, two locations, ensuring the patients receive the best care and proud to offer services from our in-house health coach. They have a therapist, massage, and a whole bunch of services that they provide, as well as chiropractic care, but they go above and beyond, and their entire team is ready to help you elevate you and your family's wellness so you can live more enjoyable, pain-free, healthy lifestyle. So Dr. Bob Martinez with Health and Wellness of Central Florida, one location here on Mariner, just across the street from Murphy's, and one in Lutz. Give their office a call, 352-686-1686. He'll sit down with you like he's doing with us today and every Wednesday.
Yeah, we'll sit down just like this and discuss the possibilities of healing.
Heal and Feel Better with Dr. Bob Martinez. We'll pick up on this again next week, every Thursday, 12 to 12:30 here on JB Radio. Thank you, Dr. Bob.
Thank you.